This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
6:13 now on this beautiful Friday morning. It'll be a nice weekend, dry but hot. I actually drove yesterday morning with the windows down and the sunroof open for a while, but then it turned miserably hot. But there was a little bitty bit of time where you could enjoy it. Overall, highs throughout the weekend around, 90 degrees or so. Not a chance for showers until Tuesday. And then highs next week in the mid to upper 80s, so maybe a little bit of fall weather coming in. Right now it's time to talk LSU football every Friday with Jeff Palermo as Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. How you doing, Jeff Palermo? Something happened with Jeff. We had Jeff Palermo, but we'll reinstate him in a moment here and find out what's going on with him and talk about LSU football. You can text us always at 504-260-1870. Tell them, you know, your thoughts on LSU and the Saints, and I would really like to get your Saints prediction this season for the Saints season. Your prediction for the Saints season, I'll get it out. Because I honestly would hate to make a prediction. I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if they went 1-16. It wouldn't surprise me if they went 15-2. I don't know. It all depends on injuries and how they look in the first game and so forth. Now we're joined by Jeff Palermo. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, Tommy, how you doing today?
I'm all right. Those Tigers, first of all, came out of the game against, don't tell me, I'll come up with it real quick, against Clemson. Thank you. Unscathed for the most part, right?
Yeah, no major injuries from that game. Really, Destin Hill was the only significant one. He's a backup wide receiver, injured his hand, so they go into week two healthy, and the idea is obviously to get through this game coming up without any major injuries.
Tell me about La Tech.
Well, Louisiana Tech is led by head coach Sonny Cumbie, and they're good defensively. They've really been a good team defensively. One of the ranked, anyways, one of the top 20 defenses in the country a year ago, and then they shut out Southeastern Louisiana this past Saturday, but they've struggled offensively. And Sonny Cumbie nearly lost his job because of just how bad they were offensively a year ago. He was brought in, kind of a guy that learned a lot from the late Mike Leach over at Texas Tech, and just over in the time. They've just really struggled on that side of the football. They haven't been able to get anything going, and they didn't score any touchdowns in the first half against Southeastern Louisiana. And their offensive coordinator, Tony Franklin, came down from the press box and had a coach from the sideline. So they're still figuring out things offensively. So that's the big issue. But I'm sure they're going to challenge LSU on when their defense is on the field. Colby Fields is one of their better players. He actually started at LSU. So it's one of those matchups, Tommy, that you would think that LSU should be able to win fairly easily in.
That being said, for Louisiana Tech, this is their national championship game, right? And that's the way LSU's going to have to look at every opponent that is not with the SEC or maybe ranked?
Yeah, I mean, this is a big one. I would imagine they're really excited about having the opportunity to play in Tiger Stadium. LSU's got to come ready to play. I mean, this is one of those games. I think, to me, you know, you had a great win. You have everyone talking about, how you're a national championship contender, that you should be ranked number one in the country. So how does this team handle success? I think that is the next step for this program, is can they come out there and play well? I mean, if you go back to last season, LSU loses a really gut-wrenching game to USC in the season opener. They come back, they play Nichols, and LSU just kind of sleepwalks through that game. And there was a lot of disappointment with how LSU played. Now, I don't know. I mean, just because of human nature, Tommy, I don't think you can have the same intensity and focus from LSU's perspective for Louisiana Tech as you would for Clemson. That's just the way it is. So, but that doesn't mean you go out there and you really play a sloppy game and you allow Tech's running back to run 70 yards for a touchdown. Those things should not happen tomorrow night. LSU does need to handle the moment. You got a lot of people patting this team on the back. They can't just sit there and say, yep, okay, we accomplished something great, and you know, now we can put our feet up. No, they got to keep working at it. There's still things to improve on the offense. They want to get the deep pass probably going in this game. I would think you want to get some more guys involved in the running game. You would love to get a guy like Caleb Jackson some carries and some confidence in this game. So you're still working out issues on the offensive line and so forth. So still a lot to work on, and you're far from a team that's really truly ready to win a championship.
And also, if it's going to be the Super Bowl if it's going to be a national championship or a big championship game for, because I don't want to get sued, saying the big word. But if you want to make it as a big game for the opposing team, well, then maybe the LSU backups, who could see some time, they're going to have to look at it as their big game to show what they can do as well, right?
Oh, I would think so. For a guy, I just mentioned his name, Caleb Jackson. I mean, he is supposed to be, the number two or the number three running back on this team, and he barely saw any playing time in the game against Clemson. So this is his opportunity to show what he's got. There are probably some wide receivers that are pushing to get some more playing time. They will have that opportunity. On defense, you got so many backups on that side of the ball. You got this deep rotation of guys that you can use on the defensive line and in the defensive secondary. Those guys will get their opportunity in this game as long as, LSU can grab a comfortable lead. So, yeah, for sure. That's a big part of this game. And then there's probably some guys, if you really blow the doors off of this thing, there's probably some guys that have been identified as, hey, you're only going to play four games this year because we want to preserve your red shirt. Mm-hmm. And this might be their opportunity to get out there for a few plays.
Seems like if you're the coach, you want to get them ready. You want to build a first half big lead, and you want to work out some things that didn't go so well last week with the first team. Then you get the second team in there, and then you really let them show their stuff. We'll see. 6:21 more when we come back with Jeff Palermo. Every Friday is Rouse's Market Football Friday. Shop and save it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rouse is the official supermarket of LSU with Jeff Palermo. Right now, time for WWL traffic. Come on, 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, previewing Louisiana Tech LSU game. Jeff, you got an article posted at WWL.com about the transfer portal. Talk about it, if you would, please.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is it's been very interesting to hear a lot of these transfer portal players. And two of the guys that I talk about in my latest article is Mansour Delane and Josh Thompson. But, you know, I've heard similar statements from Jack Pyburn. And, you know, when you're in the transfer portal, especially before revenue sharing started, a lot of these guys got into the transfer portal looking at it, hey, this is the last time that I can really hit on a big NIL deal, because things are going to change with revenue sharing, and NIL deals are now scrutinized and so forth like that. So when you think about that on the surface, you just think there's a bunch of players that are in the transfer portal looking to cash in, and that's kind of the motive behind getting into it. But, you know, really hearing from all of these guys, they want to win. And you got a head football coach here at LSU that really wants to win. I mean, he's done everything you would want to do as a college football coach, coached at some of the best programs in all of college football, but he's never won a national championship, and it's glaring that that's missing from his resume. And you could sit there and say that he's got the cushy 10-year contract worth $100 million, and, you know, he doesn't have anything to worry about for the rest of his life because of that. But he really is, Brian Kelly I'm talking about, is really driven to win. And he's trying to set the culture and the standard. And hearing a lot of these players talk, that's what really bought him into coming to LSU. The Josh Thompsons of the world, the Mansour Delanes, the Jack Pyburn, and a lot of these other guys, the NIL is great, and that's something that they can enjoy, and, you know, now you're getting paid directly from the university, and all that is great. But these guys came here to, one, improve their NFL draft stock, but two, is to win a championship. And in that story with Mansour Delane and Josh Thompson, both of them talked about that when they were in the transfer portal, they recognized what was happening at LSU and how aggressive they were and the type of players they were getting out of the transfer portal. And it made them really want to come to LSU because they thought something special was building here.
And what's so,
and I think,
what's
it was so, on full display in that game against Clemson.
What's so interesting to me, Jeff, I didn't mean to interrupt you, I'm sorry, or exciting about that, is that to me seems like something that is going to build on itself and build on itself and build on itself.
No doubt about it. And I think it, as I mentioned, it was on full display in the game against Clemson, and that was one of my biggest question marks going into that game and really going into the season. How is this all going to mesh where I don't want to say you're putting a team together on the fly, because you got a lot of guys that are returning, and Garrett Nussmeier and Whit Weeks and Harold Perkins and Chris Hilton and Caden Durham. You know, there's a lot of guys that are back from a season ago, but you're incorporating 40 new players, and it's tough. It's not easy. And at least for one game, it looked like they mastered it. They were successful in it, but yeah, still a long way to go. 11 more regular season games to go, and there's going to be pitfalls and speed bumps and all that kind of stuff, and they'll have to try to, you know, navigate through all that.
You know, as I read that article, I was thinking, you know, Brian Kelly, 63, independently wealthy. I don't see him going anywhere else to get a coaching job. To me, he's all in with LSU until it ends and win as many national championships as he can. Do you think I'm wrong in presuming that?
No, I don't see him going anywhere else. And when you look at the landscape of coaching in college football, there's just, you know, I know there's Bill Belichick, and maybe put that aside because that's kind of a different story, whatever's going on over there. But you just don't see many head coaches in their 60s in this game anymore. Because the game has changed so much, how Brian Kelly has adapted to this new world of college football is, to me, has been very impressive. I don't think it's been talked much about, but you know, let's face it. I mean, the way they're doing things now is what chased Nick Saban out of the business.
And I was going to say
that have bowed out saying, you know what, this isn't for me.
And the difference is Brian Kelly's embraced it as opposed to Nick Saban, who said, screw this, I'm not going to play.
That's right. And even Brian Kelly mentioned when, you know, the LSU's got a general manager of football, right? Austin Thomas. And, you know, Brian Kelly was asked a couple weeks ago, did you ever think you'd want a GM as your college football? And he's like, no, that's why I never wanted to coach in the NFL. I wanted to pick my own players, and I wanted to do this and that. And now it's just completely different. Completely different. Yeah, Brian Kelly has a say as far as who they recruit, but it's a much more of a team effort. And then you got to figure out how much that player is going to get and all this other kind of stuff. And he pretty much stays out of that. He's more about coaching ball, and I think he's actually kind of enjoyed it instead of dealing with the headaches that kind of go on behind the scenes with all this recruiting stuff now.
Go Tigers. Thank you, Jeff. Every Friday with Jeff Palermo, Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. 6:31. Time now, WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.